Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode with Jackie Sanders.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jackie Sanders, Chief Editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am hanging out and visiting with my all-time favorite person, Amber Auger. How are you today, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a Friday morning. We're recording this, so kind of wrapping up a long week. How about you?
It's been a busy week, an exciting week. It's been really fun to work with patients chairside this week. A lot of heart conversations and ugly cries, but it's been really, really great. It's one of those weeks where I'm so proud to be a dental hygienist, one of those really life-giving weeks.
Very, very good. So for those that don't know our story, Amber and I met many, many years ago at Career Fusion and were immediately attracted to each other, very, very similar energies. And we both have a heart for mentoring and supporting our colleagues through helping them with additional education or learnings. And through all of this, Amber has created a couple of programs to support the colleagues in the operatory. So, Amber, tell us a little bit of everything you do to help the clinician.
Yeah, so I will say I've been a hygienist for 14 years, and one of the biggest things that I find is our time is really what prevents us from progressing forward with our patient care. So usually it comes down to how we utilize our time, and we're fearful that we can't add on an additional service because of the lack of time when we're chairside. And the other thing is the cost, what it's going to cost the office, what it's going to cost the patient. So really, it was during COVID times where I was looking at what was happening in the industry. And so many hygienists were leaving. We know that there's still a shortage. There's going to continue to be a shortage in hygienists because we can't graduate hygienists quick enough for the amount of team members that are hygienists that are boomers and are going to be retiring. And what I found is such a difference between when I first started in dentistry when I was 15 years old as an assistant to current date of really hygienists feeling like their career alone isn't enough. Being a full-time hygienist isn't enough. They feel as though maybe they graduate and immediately they're like, well, what can I add on to being a full-time clinician? And I think that's the wrong question that we should be asking. And I started dental hygiene with carpal tunnel. And the only reason that you and I met at Career Fusion was because I had to diversify my career. I physically cannot hold a scaler or a power instrument multiple times a week and not be in pain. I practice typically once a week, every week. And then sometimes it averages out, I'll add on a couple of days where I'm like 6 days a month clinically. Mm-hmm. I love that time chair side. If I could be a full-time hygienist, I would be, but I physically can't. So now I've transitioned my career into teaching hygienists how to overcome these two really big pain points of time and money in the practice. So I have a coaching protocol called Thrive in the Op, where I teach dental hygienists all of the clinical and business skills that they don't learn in school. And it does include weekly coaching, where we have a private community where hygienists can drop case studies in and we can nerd out about the salivary results and figure out how to get them healthier.
Like that.
But yeah, but it's also this community where when you're having a rough day clinically and you feel like you might be on an island because you're trying to provide elevated care, maybe you are the only one in your office who wants to do salivary testing, or maybe you're really diligent about taking that blood pressure screening, which is the bare minimum standard of care, but everybody else thinks that you're crazy. This is a spot where we can really coach the hygienist of here's how you maximize your career chairside. Once you maximize your career chairside, if you want to go into speaking, consulting, writing, I'm happy to help hygienists get into that realm. But I think most hygienists are missing the point. You need to be able to be an expert as a chairside dental hygienist before you get into sales. We have a friend, Heather Miller, right? Heather was a full-time hygienist for years and years, such an amazing educator, loved working chairside, but she became to a point where she was in chronic pain all day long. And Heather said to me, I've had this new opportunity post-COVID where I can work on commission. Can you help teach me how to structure my day where I can be the top producer? So we got Heather to literally become a top producer. I won't share what she was making, but she was making a really great amount and a healthy salary chair side. But she was starting to feel the effects on her body after doing, I believe she's been a hygienist for almost 30 years. I know she was an assistant beforehand. So we were able to come up with looking at her numbers of what she was doing chair side with her powerful, amazing patient communication to then hitch her to work for a company called Elevate. And I don't know if you know this, Heather got promoted this week. So she went from clinical hygienist to now sales rep of Elevate. And I believe she's now like the regional manager here in New England. And she had no sales experience prior in her mind. However, we're selling all day long. I don't focus on using the word sales. I'm not trying to sell a patient on anything. My goal is to educate, and naturally we'll make sales from that. So a lot of what I do with hygienists as well is teaching them the mindset of you can find your dream career no matter what your zip code is. One of my Thrive members is our Liz Laney, who I love. She is a Thrive in the App member, and she was in this mindset that she could never find an office that would allow her to practice functional dentistry where she could do her myofunctional therapy on patients. And she is in Omaha, Nebraska. And I worked with her on some energetics and wealth energetics and abundance energetics. And she was able to find her dream office where now she gets paid to do myofunctional therapy and has a hybrid role as clinical hygienist and a myofunctional therapist all under one practice. And it has been, this doctor is amazing. He owns multiple locations. And it's the best thing for me is watching hygienists who come to me who are burnt out, who are exhausted, who feel like they want to leave the profession forever. I was in that spot. I thought about leaving hygiene forever. And I thought about it a couple times in my career, and I've been wrongfully fired. I've been in situations where I was promised one thing and didn't get the other. And now I get to teach hygienists of what to do when those roadblocks happen. And I'm pulling in my years of consulting from a corporate perspective, clinical hygiene, my experience with temping, my experience with coaching doctors. So now I can take a hygienist and accelerate their career path for them. But really, they're doing all of the hard work. I'm helping just identify those blockages and giving them a solution. And they say yes to the invitation to curing and providing that solution. So it's been amazing to be the owner of Thrive in the App because it's so life-giving to me to see these hygienists who want more and do the work. And then they come in and they actually transform. I can see their energy is lighter. Their bodies are lighter. Their cadence is and tone is so excited to do chairside clinical hygiene. The fact that we get to identify disease at its early stages and we get to work in epithelial tissue that is giving us so many clues to what's going on in the body is amazing. The fact that we have the ability to identify when a patient's energy is off, of maybe, you know, they're having a rough time. This week, chairside, I was working with a patient. He's a perio patient, and he struggled a lot with his compliance, and he goes back and forth. But he's found a really cool Pilates. It's like a reformer training. So I got him from the waiting room, and he's in his 70s, and you can see he's like a little sore. And I'm like, did you overdo it with Pilates? He's like, I've been going every day. And I'm like, well, maybe we should tone it back a little bit. You know, no pun intended with the tone. But when we were chatting, I'm doing films on him, and he's like, tell me about your life, or we're catching up. And I can see his energy shift. And when I took out the sensor, I said, are you okay? And he was like, it's been a hard week. This is the fifth year that my wife has passed. And I can feel it. Year five was hard. And this full-grown seven-year-old man starts crying in my chair. And I have the opportunity to take off that lead apron, ask if he's okay for me to give him a hug. I swoop my loops around, and I'm hugging this man, and we're both crying. And that is the biggest gift to me as a dental hygienist, that I have the ability to not only take a patient who feels like they're always going to have gum disease, they're always going to get cavities because that's what their family has told them is normal, right? To now empowered, where I can shift them from a dysbiotic state to a symbiotic state. I give them the opportunity to have power over their oral health, but then I also have the ability to identify those energies that are not serving them and embrace them and hug them. Now, I know not every hygienist is going to feel comfortable hugging their patient. I'm very like a woo hygienist these days. I have learned how to get waterproof mascara, thank God, because before I looked at the girl from the It, it was really ugly at one point. But that is, for me, a gift. And do I hug all patients? No, absolutely not. But I have the ability to do that for some patients. And that's what I want to bring back to dentistry, is that relationship. I see so much out there on social media of these negative things of, oh my gosh, my patient right. stuff today, they were rude. Well, why were they rude? Were they just terrified and not being heard? Like, you know, there's ways to really gain control over that appointment and go back to loving dental hygiene. Mm-hmm.
And that is what you are doing so well. It's, you know, I've always said part of being a mentor is you're just like the people that you're working with, but you're further down the road. And if you can share all of the experiences, all of the learning, all of the, what was the wonderful term you had for it? The false firings or the false letting goes. If you can, and which I've been fired as well, if you can embrace all that and take all of the things you've learned and provide it to somebody you're coaching and move them forward faster, that's the greatest gift, to see the results. And, you know, it just fills our heart. It's who we are, Amber. And for the listeners who can't see Amber and I right now, it's we both tear up very easily. We both live with our hearts on our sleeves. But I think it's also why this program, Thrive in the Op, has been such a popular, huge success, is because it truly does come from Amber's heart. And one of the funnest, most exciting days was I went to the dentist and the lovely hygienist came in and started treating me. And then she told me that she was a member of Thrive in the Op and that she knew Amber. And so I knew I was getting the best quality care that day that I could get. So Amber, we've run over time, which I knew we would, because we just love to talk about this type of stuff and helping our colleagues. But how can our listeners get in touch with you to learn more about your program?
Yeah, so the best way is either Instagram, it's at Amber Auger, RDH, or my website, amberauger.com. And there is a tab at the top called Thrive in the App. But we have some really cool things that we're going to be offering in 2025 with a functional RDH certification as well, and teaching the energy behind how we treat patients and really helping the provider get happier and healthier before they go into the app. I would not be able to provide the level of care and service that I do to patients from a physical, energetic way if I wasn't checking in on myself emotionally and pouring from a full cup. So I really teach hygienists how to do that. So I'm thrilled to have chatted with you today. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm honored to have had mentors like yourself and Noel Paschke. The day that I was wrongfully fired, I can still look down and see all of my equipment in a box, and the tears were falling and ricocheting off my own air polisher. And I called you first and then Noel, and I got the best pep talk of, if that happened, it was a redirection, and don't let it hold you up too long. Yeah. So thank
you. That's right. Well, as always, I love hanging out with you. To our listeners, Amber and I both wish you great success in your career. Have a great day and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RDH Magazine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Thursday for another conversation with Jackie Sanders. Find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our amazing newsletters to keep up to date with your profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.